Hey, little sis. Are you still awake? Move over then. I want to cuddle. I've missed this. I've missed having my little spoon next to me. Do you remember how you always used to come into my room during thunderstorms? The lightning scared you so much. I had to hold you in my arms until it passed. I'd stroke your hair and whisper that everything was going to be alright. Yeah, that was a long time ago. You don't need your big brother to comfort you when it storms anymore. I never told you, but I really enjoyed cuddling together. I liked having your body pressed so closely against mine. I felt so much stronger when I held on to you, like I could overcome anything if it meant keeping you safe. It wasn't easy for me with Mom being away all the time, you know. She put a lot of pressure on me to act like an adult, to watch over things while she was gone. I think if it wasn't for you there, looking up to me, supporting me all the time when things got hectic, I would have ended up a lot worse. You've always been such a good girl. You never made things difficult for me. I don't think you realize just how much I appreciated that. It made me anxious whenever we were separated. Even at school, I couldn't wait to come back home to you, to see my perfect girl's sweet face again. You made life bearable. That's why, when I left for college, it felt like something inside of me was missing. Sure, I enjoyed taking classes and spending time with my friends, but there was also this constant sense that I'd forgotten something important, that I was being deprived of something. I know it's not right for me to need my little sister so much, but I can't help it. All this must be freaking you out. I'm sorry, little sis. It's just, I've needed to get this off my chest for a long time. And ever since you decided to move in with me, I've been so much happier. Even my coworkers have noticed. Getting to spend all this time with you, watching movies together, eating your cooking, it's been a small blessing. I couldn't go another day without telling you that. And if you feel like you can't, like you can't be here after everything I just said, well, I understand. I don't want to make you do anything that you're uncomfortable with. If you want me to leave, all you have to do is say so. You really are so sweet. Big Bro loves you too. Was that too much? Yeah? Well, your neck isn't the only place that I can kiss. Here. Turn your head a little. How was that? Fuck. You look so cute when you blush. Are you really doing this? No, 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 no. I want to. I really want to. You taste so good, sweetie. What's this wet spot doing here, little sis? Did you get wet from making out with me? I can feel how soaked it is through your pants. Do you like it when I rub your pussy with my hand? Yeah? I can make you feel even better. But you have to do something for me first. Something really naughty. Yeah. I want you to call me Daddy. Oh, fuck. I've always wanted to hear you say that. Tell Daddy how much you love him. That's my good girl. Good girl. Let's get these pants off you. Okay? Daddy's gonna rub it nice and slow for you, okay? Can you feel how soft my hand is? Yeah. Yeah. That's it. That's it. Let me hear your adorable moans. Here. How about we get you lubed up? There we go. There we go. Did you know I used to fantasize about doing this to you? I never tried anything because I was afraid of hurting you, but there's no going back now. That's right, because you're Daddy's baby girl, and he's gonna care for you like he always wanted to. Your clit is so sensitive. It must feel really intense when I rub it with my palm. God, you're so, so cute. How could anyone resist you? How could anyone just leave you all alone like that? But it's alright. It's alright, because I'm here now. And I would never abandon you. From now on, I'm the only one you can call Daddy. Got it? I'm the only one who will care for you like you deserve. You know that, don't you? Oh, I can feel you clenching down on my fingers. You getting close? Oh, I love how you're squirming against me, thrusting your hips, so desperate to come. It's all right, sweetie. You don't have to hold back. Just let it all out into Daddy's hand. Yes, good girl. Keep going. Keep going. Good girl. Good girl. Oh, keep going. Just let it all out. Let it all out. Come on. Come on. Yes. Oh, you're coming so hard. Oh, my hand's getting so sticky. See how amazing Daddy can make you feel? That's because he knows what's best for his baby girl. Good girl. Good girl. I'm gonna have to clean up the mess you made, though. Such a naughty taste. Turn over. Daddy isn't done with you yet. You're getting wet again. You must really like it when I get on top of you. Feel my wet tip rubbing up and down your pussy. Eating your juices got me so excited. My dick's aching to get a taste as well. Oh, God. I want your pussy so bad. It isn't enough just feeling it with my tip. But if I go any further, we can't just be siblings anymore. Are you okay with that, little sis? Are you okay with me becoming your daddy forever? That's my good girl. Good girl. Let me tell you a secret. It's true. I didn't want to give my virginity to anyone other than you. At the same time, though, it felt wrong somehow to do that with my little sister. But since you're my sweet little girl, it's okay, right? That's right. You aren't my sister. Your daddy's good girl. Get ready, sweetie. I'm gonna lower myself down on you. Okay? Watch. Watch. Watch me lose my virginity inside of you. Oh, fuck. I'm inside you, sweetie. Deep inside my little girl's virgin pussy. God. Oh, God, it's so tight. Being squeezed so much. This is your first time too, isn't it? It's okay. It's okay. I'm glad I get to share such a special experience with you, sweetie. I think I'm ready to start moving my hips, okay? Ugh. still can't go very fast. But you don't mind, do you? It's enough for you to just squeeze around my thick cock. Yeah. Yeah. You love how warm my dick is, don't you? It's so good. It feels so good. That's because Daddy's been waiting all this time to fill up his little girl with his cock. I wanted to be your first so bad, sweetie. Even though it's so, so wrong. I tried to let you go, I really did. But every time, I'd suddenly imagine another man having their way with you, and it was... Oh, fuck. It was just too much. You're my baby girl. You're my baby girl. I'm the one you confided in when you were in trouble. I'm the one who stayed up late, helping you with your homework. No one else could love you like I do. No one else. That's why you can never leave me. But I don't have to tell you that. I don't have to tell you that, do I? I know my good girl wouldn't abandon her daddy. Fuck. I wouldn't let her. I wouldn't let her. Not after this. You're crazy if I think I'd give up this pussy. My first pussy. I'm so, so glad I waited for you, sis. I'm so glad I waited for you, sweetie. You're the only one I could show this side of myself to. And that's why I know we're gonna be together forever. My first and my last. Oh, God. It feels so good inside of you. I can't take it anymore. I have to go faster. I have to go faster. That's it, sweetie. Oh, just like that. Let Daddy fuck you. Good girl. Good girl. Feel my cock slide in and out of you over and over again. Yeah. Thrust those hips. Yeah. Fucking pound me with that beautiful pussy. Don't stop. I'm almost there. Don't stop. No. What? No. No pulling out. I'm not letting you. I have to come inside. I have to plant my seed deep inside my little girl's womb. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I'm gonna come inside of you. I'm gonna come inside my little girl. I'm gonna come inside my little sister. I'm so close. I'm so close. I'm gonna come inside of you, little sis. I'm gonna come inside of you. Oh. Yes. I came so much, little sis. Oh my god. What have I done? No. No. What have I done? I just came inside of my little sister. I just got on top of my sweet, caring little sister and took her virginity. No. I'm so sorry. Oh my god, little sis. I don't know what came over me. Are you okay? Did I hurt you? What did you just say? Daddy? No, sweetie, you don't have to call me that. I just went a little crazy, and I don't know what I was saying. Huh. You want to? Oh, fuck. This is exactly what I was worried about. I fucking brainwashed you. Huh? What? Why are you hugging me? I practically raped you. No, don't. I was wrong to do that to you. You shouldn't be thanking me. No, I do love you, little sis. I meant it when I said that. It's just... I think I love you too much. Are you really okay with me after what just happened? No, I wasn't lying about that either. But we can work back up to it. You don't have to call me daddy all the time. Only when we're in bed. God. Shut up! It turns me on. What did I do to deserve such a wonderful little sis? Let me clean up first. But after that, I promise we can cuddle until morning, okay?